Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we move into the final quarter of the 2017 legislative session, rumors are beginning to swirl. When will the legislature adjourn? Which bills are on the fast track? Which have been scheduled to die? On some days, it's worse than the scuttlebutt on a World War II Navy troop transport. By law, the legislature can only meet for 90 days every 2 years, and 90 days would put adjournment somewhere around May 1st. However, there's talk that the Senate may want to adjourn before the Easter break on April 13th. That's possible, but not probable. The real date will probably be somewhere between the two. For us, this Friday marks a crucial deadline. House Bill 609, also known as the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act, must pass out of the House Judiciary Committee and be heard twice on the House floor before then, or it's dead. Time to take some more Tums. On an even tighter deadline is the constitutional amendment to define life from the point of conception, better known as the Personhood Amendment. It's up for first reading in House Judiciary tomorrow and still has to make the Friday deadline. It's cause for concern, but it's nothing new. It's always this way at the end of the session. The easy bills have been passed, and most of those that remain are somewhat controversial. And speaking of controversy, I saw something happen last Friday that I've never seen before, and it gives me hope. Our legislature has been so partisan for so many years that I'd begun to believe that they'd lost sight of the big picture. I've always said there can be disagreements between the parties within the legislative branch, but if anything ever threatened the branch as a whole, then Republicans and Democrats should stand united and defend the power and autonomy they've been given. Great in theory, harder in practice. That is, until last week. As you may recall, I talked last week about an incident on Thursday that occurred in the House Judiciary Committee on a bill to limit the upcoming congressional election to mail-in ballots only. It resulted in an uproar like I've never seen in my 20 years on the Hill. Because of a heavy bill schedule and the fact that the committee members had to be on the House floor by 1 p.m., the committee chairman placed a time limit on the testimony. When time was up, a witness refused to step away from the podium and had to be escorted out by police. This resulted in a mob mentality with the crowd jeering the committee chairman, so the room was cleared. The sad thing is that those actions were egged on by one particular member of the committee. It was a huge breach of decorum and a sad day for the House of Representatives. It also resulted in something else I haven't seen in 20 years. On Friday, the Senate sent a message to the unruly legislator by killing one of her bills on a unanimous vote. It was a strong statement that said that childish antics that breach the decorum of the House and Senate won't be tolerated. As a nation divided, we have strong opinions on both sides of nearly every issue. But the thing that sets us apart from third world countries is our ability to debate those issues in a civilized manner. I, for one, am impressed that the Senate was able to rise above partisan politics and send a clear message that the integrity and dignity of the legislative branch is far more important than any single issue. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.